This podcast has been recorded to give you an insight into what to expect from a talent management conversation. It is supported by some guidance documents and a talent management toolkit, which is hosted alongside it. Firstly, congratulations. If you are listening to this podcast, it is likely you have been identified as someone who has consistently exceeded expectations and has delivered exceptional performance in your area. Consider your talent conversation as an opportunity to reflect on this and to plan your next steps with your interviewer. When you receive your invitation to the talent conversation meeting, there are a number of things that you can do to make sure it is a success. The whole conversation is centered on you and your future career aspirations. Take time to think about your achievements in the previous year and how these connect with your current role and future opportunities that you wish to undertake. It should also be helpful to spend time thinking about how you would like your career to run over the shorter and longer term. A good idea is to consider 1, 3, and 5 years as a guide. Be clear about what you want to discuss, and by showing to the interviewer that you are prepared, you reinforce their positive perception of you. A key part of the talent conversation is jointly agreeing a development plan for you. There are many different kinds of opportunities available, and you should think about your preferred learning style and how you practically like to learn and develop. Taking time to research different learning opportunities and how they are delivered gives focus to your discussion and will help you to identify the right opportunities for you. A further podcast called 60 Ways to Develop and the online Talent Management Toolkit contain more information about different ways that you can develop yourself. It is really important you take ownership of your own development and take advantage of the opportunities available to you. Plan your key stages of development in line with your existing personal and professional priorities to give you the maximum time to devote to them. Finally, take time to think about opportunities you can access that are offered on a regional and national level. There are many opportunities available that complement those available from within your own organisation. Speak with your interviewer or colleagues to find out how to access these. Also remember, there are development opportunities available through CILIP and your regional NHS Libraries unit linked to your professional role. If you've been invited to take part in a talent management discussion, you've been identified as someone with real potential to pursue a successful career in the service. Treat the opportunity and the discussion as a real compliment and work with your interviewer to truly maximise this.